Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shirim B'Siyata Dishmaya in Talmudic methodology based on the beautiful Sefer Amidos L'Cheker HaHalacha. We are now on page Yudches Oschav HaKamur. Kol HaMachloket Shel Abaye V'Rava B'nuya Al Amida HaNaun. This year should be a schos for Yitzhak Chaim Yechiel Ben Esther L'Fur Shalem Soch Shai Chol Yisrael and David Hanach Mordechai Ben Frida Simcha. All of the machlokas of Abai and Rava, whether you say kol milsadav rachman lo saviti mahani re lo mahani, when God says not to do something, the Torah says not to do something, then one does it anyway. Is it effective or not? Is it halachically effective or not? So their machlokas, we've been discussing in the previous shiurim, is built on this midas mitzias vidin. This midah of mitzias and din. Remember, the midah is the svar, various svaras that you have in the Gemara. Svar is mitzias vidin. So the machlokas is b'chol makom. Kshamitzias shel ha'maisa mevia lepol yotze b'din. Im halav hu b'mitzias shel ha'maisa levad. So when you have a certain mitzias of a maisa, a certain concrete reality of an action that's done, and it brings to a pol yotze, it brings to an outcome of a din of a certain halacha. Is the lav in the mitzias of the mice at all, alone? And that's the svar of Abaye. Abaye holds Yavid Mahani. Sha'af al pisha asam et samitzias shalokidin, abal adin apol yotib is a kayim. Torah is not to make this mitzias, not to do this mice. The person did the mice, has nothing to do with the din. The din is done. Mahani, it's effective. He did the mitzias shalokidin, but the din, the pol yotze, is kayim. Oh, the other possibility is Sha'alavu gam kein behadin. The lav is also on the din. Kaloma behapol yotze me'amitziut v'zoi svarat rava. It's also on the pol yotze. It's also on the outcome of the mitzias that the Torah is not only negating the etzem ma'isa. The Torah is also negating the outcome of the ma'isa. Umimaydika amar v'haydi lakei mishum de'avara me'imcha de'rachmana. And that
the person gets malchus.
Why does he get malchus if lo mahani? Because he was Avraham Meim Rachmana. Because he was over, he transgressed the words of the Torah. So it must be that he holds that there's also a lav on the din, in addition to there being a lav on the mitzias. Hide the lucky. You know why he gets malchus? Because he was Avraham Memrud Rachmana. Because he was transgressing the words of the Torah. So he transgressed the words of the Torah. And even though what he did wasn't effective, but he's still getting malchus because he transgressed what the Torah says. So therefore he must hold that there's also a lav on the mitzias and there's also a lav on the din. There's a lav on both. You're not allowed to try to make the spitzias. And you're also not allowed to make the din. The din it's not going to work. The isser negates nine of the telling you not to do the mitzias and that the din is also not going to be done. Hapol yotze. Mimela afal pisha pol yotze no metaveh. So it's, even though it's negating the pol yotze, even though it's negating the outcome, bechozos huloka al mitzias hamaisa, nevertheless, he gets malchus on the mitzias of the ma'isa. So the person did this mitzias, he's over a member of the Rachmana, and that's why he's getting malchus. And the Torah was also saying, when it says not to do this ma'isa, not do this mitzias, it was also negating the din. It says don't do this mitzias, and then the din is also not going to be done. The Torah is negating both. So that's this midah, midah aleph, and the midah slachekar halacha of mitzias and din.
Achen, לפי חידושנו הנעל, שאנו צריכים לראות במה הנקודה העיקרית של הלא תעבד, ורק בנקודה זו אנו אומרים שלא מהני. הנה גם לרב במקום שהתורה בעצמה מדגישה לנו שאין העבירה בהדין המופשט, אלא במציאות המעשית המתווה מתוך הדין, שם הלא מהני הוא רק במציאות המעשית, אבל לא בדין המופשט גופה.
But we have to notice what the Torah is telling us. When the Torah says lo saved, is the Torah only talking about the mitzias, or is the Torah also talking about the din? Sometimes the avera Even according to Rava, when the Torah itself emphasizes to us that the Avera is not in the din, but rather in the Mitzias that comes from within the din, there the Lomahani is only in the Mitzias, but not in the din. In other words, sometimes the Torah says to us, don't do this Mitzias. That's what the Torah is negating. The Torah is negating the Torah is not negating the din. If the Torah is not negating the din, then the din is chal. In other words, Rava holds lo mahani. But when does Rava hold lo mahani? Only if the Torah says that the Metzias is no good and the din is no good. The din that comes out from the Metzias is also no good. But when the Torah only negates the Metzias and not the din, then the din is, then when we say mahani, then the din is chal. V'atziur lazeh be'ones shegiresh. שמשמע מפורש בגמרא בתמורה וו עמוד א' של רב שיעבד לא מהני יש רק דין שמחזיר אותה. So it's משמע מפורש in the Gemara in Tmura and Vav Amud Aleph that according to Rava, if you have an ones, somebody rapes a woman, the halacha is, Torah says that he has to marry her, he can't divorce her. He has to marry her, he's not allowed to divorce her. And let's say he divorces her. So according to Rava, that yavid lo mahani, there's a din that he has to take her back. If he divorces her, he has to remarry her. V'atosvot makshim kushya chamura shekevan shelo mahani arei hayta tzricha lishere shadish. Frek Tosis, a shtar kasha. Since we say lo mahani, this woman should remain in Eshesish. Mechi Tosis that they're divorced and he has to take her back. I'll take it he has to take her back. Tell me noch besser. Tell me that they're not divorced in the first place. Yavid lo mahani. Acha terutz al zehu. מה שכאן מדגישה התורה בעצמה את העבירה בזה שיש מצווה עליו ולא תהיה לאישה ומכאן עליו של ולא יוכל לשלחה כל ימיו. Here the Torah is emphasizing the Avera that there's a mitzvah ולא תהיה לאישה, and then in addition there's a lav, in other words he has to take her as a wife, and in addition there's a lav of ולא יוכל לשלחה כל ימיו. He's not allowed to send her away. Klomar, that's to say, b'chol kiddushin v'kitin, l'mashal, yesh gam mitziyut v'din v'gam dinu mitziyut. זאת אומרת, נתינת הכסף והגט, זוהי המציאות. והמציאויות האלו פועלות את הדין של הקידושין והגירושין. ומתוך הדין מתוות מציאויות חדשות. So, in every kiddushin and gittin, there is a mitzias and a din, and there's also a din and a mitzias. What does that mean? What that means is that he had to have the mitzias of the giving of the money for the kiddushin, and the giving of the get, that's the mitzias. And these mitziuyos, these realities, are poel the din of kedushin. They activate the din of kedushin and gerushin, and from this din of kedushin and gerushin, there's a new mitzias. What's the new mitzias? Now the husband has all these chiyuvim. Klape Amiel calls these mitzuyos. I can see these being called dinim, but he calls them mitzuyos. That he have all the chiyuvim baal klape aisha sheirak susa v'yonasa, and then with gerushin the mitzias is that now he's pater from all of these chiyuvim. He doesn't have to provide her with food, with clothing, with sexual relations. So that's the kedushin and gittin. When he has kedushin, he does the mice in asinus hakesef. Then there's the din of kedushin. Then there's the mitzias of the sherek susav anasa. And in gerushin, he's pater from these mitzias. Vine b'kedushin shel almana v'gurusha lekohen gadol sherachmana amar lo yikach hine lulei mashmut hapasuk שתפסי קידושין בזה, כמו שאמרין על שם בתמורה, שייני יחד אמר קרא לא יחלל זרו, היינו מפרשים לרבה שהלא ייקח, נאמר לא רק על המציאות, אך גם על הדין. So in the קידושין of Almana and a grusha to a Kohen Gadol, we know that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a grusha and an Almana. So when he does, the Torah says לא ייקח. So if not for the mashmos of the pasuk, that קידושין are tofes, like we say in the Gemara in Tzmura, that the Pasuk says, Lo Yechal El Zaro. So Lo Yechal El Zaro is mashma that the Kedushin are tofes. If the Kedushin weren't Tofes, there wouldn't be a problem of Loyachal Zara. So the Kedushin are Tofes. So if not for that pasuk, we would explain that according to Rava, when it says Lo Yikach, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to take an Alman and a Grusha, this was said not only in the Metzius, it was said on the Din. That the Aver is B'din HaMufshat Shel Din Kiddushin. In other words, there's no din, there's no chalos kiddushin. We would say that when Alman and a Grusha are taken by a Kohen Gadol, it's not tofes. Aval ba'ones shegiresh, lu haya halav be'etzem agirushin, hayinu gam ken mefarshim, l'rav shelo tavid b'zeh, hu b'din agirushin. But with an ones shegiresh, if the lav was in the etzem agirushin, we would also have explained that according to Rava, the lo sabed in the din gerushin, that it's not chal when the rapist tries to divorce her, it doesn't work lo mahani. That's what we would have said according to Rava. Aval bemet beetzem din gerushin ein avira. There's no avira in the gerushin. The Avera is that he wasn't Mekayim Velo Siya Leisha, like the Torah itself says. So the Avera is not in the Din Mufshat of Gerushin, it's not in the abstract Din of Gerushin, Ela b'mitziut ha-ma'asite ha-otzeit mitoch ha-din ha-mufshat hazeh. What comes out? That she's not his wife anymore. Sha'adei ha-gerushin ein kvar ha-velo tiyeh li'isha. Because of the Gerushin, there's no longer the Velo Siya Leisha. There's no longer the Metzius that she's his wife. So that's what we don't want. So since the Avera isn't in the Etzem HaGerushin, the Avera isn't that she's not his wife, the Gerushin is Chal. And now he has to make sure she becomes his wife again, and he has to remarry her. Ulefi dvareinu anal, shalo mahani barak b'nekudah ikarit shel ha'avera, the lo mahani is only in the nekudah ikaris of the Avera. If you have a nekuda ikris of an avera, that's where the lo mahani is going to be tofes. So kan ba'onis shegiresh, kivan she nekuda ikarit yirak b'metziut ha-ma'asit kanal. By onis shegiresh, where's the avera? The avera is in the metzius that she's not his wife anymore. So memela the gerushin is going to be chal, and then we just have to be metake in the fact that she must be his wife. In erak zeh. Lo mahani v'hu mechuyav rak lachzir. That's what's not mahani. What's not mahani is v'losia li'isha. That he can't remain. She can't remain not his wife. So we say take her back. But the etzem ma'isa agerushin isn't an avera on this v'losia li'isha. The din hamufshat of gerushin is not the avera. The avera is that the metzias, what Rav Amiel calls the metzias, that she's not his wife. So he has to fix that by taking her back as his wife. If the avera, if the etzem maisa of gerushin was considered an avera, then it wouldn't be chal. But it's not. Not the etzem maisa gerushin, that's the avera. It's the lack of velosi elisha. So Mele would say the gerushin is chal and he has to take her back. So, Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned Os Chaf Hei, and obviously there are many, many more thousands of Shiurim, and we hope, very much hope, that we have that yet to go, yet to come. Hashem gives me the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim, and the financial means, and we should be Zocha L'Modu L'Lamed L'Shmor V'Lasos. We're going to continue B'siyata D'Shmaya and the Mida of Metzias V'Din. Metzias V'Din is almost 100 pages worth, so there's a lot. Whole lot of Torah here. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.